It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico has discontinued financial bonuses for top-rated teachers as it delivers the results of job performance evaluations from last year. The performance bonuses of up to $10,000 were devised by the administration of former Republican Governor Susana Martinez. The administration of Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is creating a new teacher evaluation system for the next school year with help from a task force and suggestions from the community. Lawmakers increased teacher salaries by 6% or more this year with additional pay under extended school year calendars. This week, Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro visited Matamoros, Mexico to meet with asylum seekers. Texas Public Radio's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports.
Asylum seekers applauded when they met Castro. Most of them have waited for months in Mexico for their immigration court hearings in the U.S. under President Trump's Remain in Mexico program. Castro also met with a group of LGBTQ asylum seekers who have faced violence and threats. He spoke with Ray, who fled Cuba.
What is the mood of a lot of the people here?
Well, most of us feel somehow defeated because, I mean, no matter what you go through, you go to your court date, and then no matter the circumstances of your case, or you just are sent back.
After touring the encampment area, Castro and attorneys walked the group of LGBTQ asylum seekers across the international bridge to try to get them removed from the Remain in Mexico program so they can wait in the U.S. instead of in Mexico. The attorneys say they'll hear back later this week if the asylum seekers may wait in the U.S. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.
Is it time for New Mexico to consider a state-owned bank? Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
In 1919, New Mexico was a cattle-raising state being taken advantage of by large cattle dealers and big eastern banks. That year, in agricultural North Dakota, populists started the Bank of North Dakota, BND, to protect farmers from out-of-state grain brokers, railroad tycoons, and private bankers. Ever since, BND has promoted agriculture, commerce, and industry by plowing state funds back into local economic development. BND works with private institutions to help North Dakota's students, entrepreneurs, and farmers and ranchers. It's been in the black every year for decades. In 2017, BND's income was close to $150 million. Its loan portfolio was just under $5 billion. Much of its profit goes for more loans or into North Dakota's general fund, saving on residents' taxes. BND works closely with private banks on most loans, enabling private banks to make loans they otherwise might not be able to make, and or extending repayment times. You'd think other states might have noticed. Until this week, BND's been the only such state bank since the early 19th century. But recently, 20 states, 9 in the West, have seen legislative efforts to start public banks. Small businesses, farmers, and labor unions support the idea. Often, progressives and far-right small government folks alike are troubled by how Wall Street greed affects local economies. BND seems a model. A public bank can pay the state higher interest on deposits because a public bank doesn't return profits to individual stockholders or pay top executives huge salaries and bonuses. This year, State Senator Jeff Steinborn's proposal to study the possibility of a state bank died in the Rules Committee on a tie vote. Thursday, California approved the nation's second state bank, a century after BND. Other states are looking at the idea. New Mexico certainly should. New Mexico's government agencies, counties, cities, and businesses have accounts in a variety of banks, which are delighted to use our deposits to make other loans, paying us minuscule interest and charging borrowers higher interest. Some of that difference compensates the bank for risk or helps pay rent and payroll, but some is profit. Why shouldn't that stay in New Mexico to be used in ways that help New Mexicans rather than funding yachts and aspen ski houses for bank owners and executives. Banks tend to oppose state banks, stressing the risks of political influence and lack of oversight. They cite the early 19th century, from which no state banks survived. We shouldn't ignore bankers' objections, but a careful study would consider those objections fully. So when they fight even studying a state bank, I wonder how much faith they really have in their own arguments. BND's Century of Job Creation suggests a second look at a state bank here.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.